We are Christians. We name the name of Christ, Yeshua Jesus, as our Lord, our Savior, our Master. What does it mean for Him to be Lord, but that you obey Him? That it is not your authority, it is His authority over you. Yet, I watch Christians, and I certainly have been this myself. I watch Christians continuing to live in the natural, to follow the natural, to believe the natural, to walk out the natural. We're not calling upon the Lord and asking Him before we make decisions. We're making our own decisions. That is the very definition of you being your own master. Do you go to Jesus? Do you go in prayer to the Father to ask before you do? Or do you just do what seems right in your own eyes? I ask this because I'm watching the fall of Christians in the West, in my country of the United States, and my heart is breaking, and I'm sitting here weeping in prayer over the Christians in this country who have been fooled and deceived. You know, the only way that Satan can work is he first must deceive. He must deceive you in what you believe, so that what you believe will result in actions that are to His bidding and pleasing. And we don't even realize, because we think we're just trying to be smart, but we're trying to be smart in natural human wisdom. And there's no wisdom in human wisdom, and there's no power in human wisdom. And you cannot fight principalities of the air that you cannot see and perceive, which according to Ephesians 6 is your enemy. Not flesh and blood that you can see. You can't fight that with human wisdom because they have an advantage over you in the natural. They can see behind the veil. They can perceive. They are themselves only perceived in that place. Yet I'm watching my brothers and sisters continue to follow their own thoughts and their own minds, which is really not their own thoughts. But Ephesians 2 says that if you're not His, if you're not Yeshua's, Jesus, you're just led by the prince of the power of the air. You're led by Satan. You think it's you, but it's not. It's him influencing your mind and your thoughts. The only way he can do a work against you, because Jesus already defeated his works. So how can he do a work against you? By deceiving you. That's his first step. And once deceived, then he can have you do all kinds of actions and make all kinds of decisions, because you will speak and you will act based on what you believe. So what we believe is important, and who we follow is important, and being aware of the trap that we're in is direly important. And I watch my brothers and my sisters setting themselves up for their own demise by being fooled by the schemes of the devil. And it is ripping my heart. I am praying for these people. This may be you. I'm praying for you today in tears, sitting on my couch, as I cry out for those who don't understand and they're being deceived and being led to the slaughter by the hundreds of thousands. How many people pray and they hear their own thoughts and think that it's the Lord? How many people pray and can discern between their own thoughts and the devil's thoughts, or their own thoughts and your Lord's thoughts? Can you tell the difference? According to Hebrews chapter 4, there's only one way that you can have that kind of discernment, and that's by being in the Word of God. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it separates soul and spirit, so that your soul can be discerned as different from the spirit, where God leads you and speaks to you and communicates to you and leads you and guides you. What decisions are you making in your life right now based on your own logic? Because your own logic is where the devil can lead you into these despairing, horrible places. But we're in a day where that is where he's trying to take the whole world. There will only be a remnant. So many love Jesus, Yeshua, but they don't realize that they're not really letting him be the Lord. They're not following him. They're not going to him for every decision. How is your human logic going to give you any guidance or wisdom behind the veil where you cannot even perceive those things? How are you going to logically figure out what to do? And everything that happens in the natural is really just a shadow, a foreshadowing of what's happening behind that veil. The real truth, this is the reason that Jesus said, do good to those who hurt you, because behind the veil, that's where your victory is. In the natural, it doesn't make sense. In the natural, it would make you look weak, but behind the veil, you're slaying demons. When you walk in love, when the evil comes against you, we need a new perception. We need a paradigm shift. We need to get serious about Jesus being our Lord and follow him and do everything that he tells you, no matter what it looks like in the natural. This is my call to you. This is my call that he is calling to me. This is the thing that I want you to really take today. And I want you to question every decision you're making in your life right now. And I want you to, everything that you're doing and every action, what is it based on in belief? When you get to the root of what you really believe about it and what you believe, you'll find out if you're believing truth or if it's based on a lie. That's how it's done. Stay strong. Keep your mind focused on the King. Look for these traps. Don't just walk blindly into them. Be looking for them. Use your discernment. Discernment is built by practice. Practice. Practice in everything that's happening in this world today, because there is so much evil. It is so rampant, and we cannot fall into the traps, especially the trap of hate. So much to talk to you about that in the future. For now, I want you to take this thought and go look at your life. And every time a decision is coming out of you, I want you to start breaking that down. What is it based on? What are you believing that's causing you to make that decision or take that action? And then look and see if that's what your belief is. Is it true? Does it line up with the Word of God? That's my challenge to you today. I'll teach you how to walk that out as we go forward, but let's start with this right now. And then just get excited, because if you really do this, your life is going to totally change. But also, the only ones that can be the remnant, the only ones, remember, in the last days, Jesus himself said, if the days weren't shortened, no man would survive. Only the remnant is still going to be around. Now, some of us will be under the altar, having been martyred for his name's sake, so be it. But for the ones who are going to be here and survive it and be a remnant, the only way, the only possibility for that is that Jesus Christ is your master, and it's his decisions over your life, not according to what you see. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. And that's what it really means. Okay, that's my encouragement for you today. Go out, walk it out, and I will see you next time. Meanwhile, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, come.